Thank you very much. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much, and welcome to the Mountain Heart Extravaganza for an evening here in Columbia. We're glad to be with you. And special thanks to the folks putting this on. Not a finer group of people to work with ever. I want you to give the three gentlemen that were up here earlier a huge round of applause for keeping bluegrass music alive, first of all. And deservedly so. We appreciate them. They've just been so courteous, and you have already made us feel welcome. And now we have to earn our keep. We have to pick and sing, so you won't leave too soon, you know. But we're glad to be with you, and I guarantee you we're going to try our dead level best to entertain you before the evening's out. First order of business is always to let you know as we go along who the gentlemen are that make up the group Mountain Heart, and we're proud of each and every one of them. A lot of you know them from other bands, or maybe you've seen us before and know a lot of them from our band as well, but we want you to know who they are and acknowledge them individually as we go. First off, right directly behind me, he gets the bass player always gets less credit than everybody. You never noticed that, Jason, this way.
I appreciate that. That's less people notice when I mess up.
We always start out with him. He's a quality fella. He's been with us for over a year now, and we're glad to have him here. But for about 7 years before that, he traveled with James King out on the road as part of the James King Band, making traditional bluegrass music all over the world and cutting some great music right there. And we're glad to have him as a member of Mountain Heart. His track record speaks for itself. He's been on several all-star projects, including the AccuTab Sessions, which won one of the IBMA awards last year, and many, many more. And he's got a bright future, and you're going to enjoy what he does with Mountain Heart tonight, I'll guarantee you. He hails from Ruffin, North Carolina. A big hand, if you would, for our buddy Jason Moore. On the over on the fiddle, on my far left over here, we're going to introduce him to you as well. He's the youngest member of the group, and as you can probably tell by his hairstyle, he's the youngest member of the group. I'm not going to be mean to you like Steffi. When Steffi introduces you, you know what he always says, we found him at an NSYNC tryout, but that's not true. He had the singing and playing down pad. He didn't have any problem, but the dancing gave him a little trouble. So he plays the fiddle in the group. He sings harmony vocals for you, and baritone and bass vocals, and does a great job. This young man plays so many different instruments and plays them all studio quality, as they say in music business. He could do just a solo album and about play every instrument on it and play it well. He's a great musician and a fine young man as well. He's from Canton, North Carolina. His name's Jim Van Cleve. A nice name for him. Thank you. To my far right over here playing the Gibson Manlin and causing a lot of trouble tonight. You've got that look on your face, buddy. Have you weathered out well?
I'm honored in this county. I forgot.
He plays the mandolin. He sings lead and harmony vocals for you throughout the evening. And for those of you wondering, when did Steffi start playing the Gibson? We've had mandolin players ask all night. It's when they started building the new Adam Steffi model Gibson Manlin. That's the first one right there. Honestly, it's got his name all over it. And he's proud of that, and deservedly so. A fine musician and a fine fella. He traveled for about 8 years with Allison Krauss out on the road as a member of Union Station, recording some great music. And after that, he started this band with Barry Abernathy and myself in 98 and decided he didn't want to run the roads at that time with us. I don't blame you. I wouldn't have either. No, he decided to stay a little closer to home and work with our good friends, the Isaacs, who are from East Tennessee in our neck of the woods. And made some great gospel music with them for about 3 years. We're glad to have him back in the fold. He's one of the guys that started our sound of our band right here, and we're so glad to have him back, and I know you're going to enjoy him. From Kingsport, Tennessee, Mr. Adam Steffi on the mandolin.
Thank you, folks, very much. It's a pleasure to be back here in Columbia with you, with all of you this evening. We appreciate you coming out and spending part of your Saturday night with us. We know you could be at home watching
Olympics.
Men's Steve like to watch those wildest police chase videos. So I think they have a new one on there.
Because you guys are on half of them.
Yeah. The Tough Man Contest.
And the Tough Man Contest is on pay-per-view.
Easily entertained.
Gosh, I might have to leave early, kids. I don't know. But anyway, it's a pleasure to be back down here with y'all, and we appreciate you coming out. It's my wonderful honor to introduce the man over here on the guitar to you.
I owe you money.
What key you in there, Hoss? Can you do it?
He
hates when I do this. He hates to do this. You know, I'm going to save that till the next set. I've got a little surprise for you. Steve does some things that's just amazing. We ride a lot of miles together, Steve and I. He lives up in Cumberland Gap, Tennessee. Those of you that may have been up through going through Kentucky, that any of you may have been to the Renfro Valley Barn Dance there in Renfro Valley, you may remember have seen seeing this gentleman right here. He was a longtime member of that show, probably about 8 years up there. And he also traveled the roads with Mr. Doyle Austin and Quicksilver. He and Barry, that's when they first met. And later on, they started this group. So Steve's been in the running up down the roads a long time, and I'm proud to be a part of this group with him. He's one of my favorite singers and a wonderful songwriter. And you're going to enjoy his part of the show this evening, and I want you to make him welcome right now, if you would. That's Mr. Steve Gulley from Cumberland Gap, Tennessee.
Thank you.